Okay, I don't know where you want to start, but we have so much NBA news to talk about here. It is just insane. Where do you want to start? Last night's game?
Dear God, Kevin Durant.
Seriously, I know we say, all right, you know, what we've seen here recently is some of the best we've seen in a long time, but that may be a top five playoff performance that I've ever laid my eyes on, and I don't think that's stretching what was happening with Brooklyn last night, because no Kyrie Irving. You had half of James Harden.
No, you didn't.
A fourth? Fourth of James Harden?
No. You might have had a tenth of James Harden.
He still tried, you know, just when he knocked the rust off a little bit, and he was dishing a little bit. I think he wound up the game with seven assists.
Eight.
Six or something like that, yeah.
Eight. He also made one basket.
Oh, man.
Total.
He and Joe Harris. If Joe Harris is not hitting threes, he is pretty much useless.
Well, and Brown, I mean, the three of them were useless.
Yeah.
Harris, Brown, and Harden were just, I think the three of them made three baskets.
I think you're right, yes. But it took Jeff Green having the playoff game of his life.
Oh.
And Kevin Durant pulling out a performance that in the first half, he, along with his Brooklyn teammates, were pretty terrible. They were bad. Like, how many shots did we see last night, Norm, that went up and didn't even hit rim with Brooklyn?
Yeah, in fact, we were sitting here, and I know I made the comment, and I think you went a couple of times, and I said, come on, man, at least draw a little iron.
They could not find their way.
Remember the pass that hit Harden in the head?
Oh, right. Durant just threw it, and Harden was like, hey, how you doing? And the crowd waving, and the ball hits him in the head. Milwaukee's up a long time for the majority of the game. 16-17, I think, was the biggest.
16 at the half.
Oh, my gosh. And then it was the Durant show in the second half. And, Mike, we always talk about nicknames. The Slim Reaper was so appropriate last night.
Yeah.
He was so good. He put up a few shots that as soon as it left his hand, I went, no way. No way. And they go in, all net.
You know,
playing every second of that game.
There are whispers that if Milwaukee doesn't win this series, the head coach, Mike Budenholzer, may be on the walk the plank crew in the NBA. He tried everything against Durant last night. He tried Tucker. He tried Lopez. He tried doubled. He tried to go small. And everybody knew what was happening with Brooklyn.
And for a while, it felt like it was working toward the middle of the fourth quarter. It felt like that, okay, maybe he's running out of gas a little bit playing every second. And then that one shot he hit to put them up four.
The three?
Oh, my God. That was just right between the stinking eyes. That dude is cementing his legacy. And it's funny, we talked about this a little bit with the Musers, how he instantly became a villain when he went to Golden State. I think if he would have stayed in Oklahoma City, you may hear a lot more about how one of the top five players Kevin Durant is. And I think still a lot of people are saying that. They recognize the greatness. But his heel turn was just like Hogan going to the NWO. It was just straight, oh, my gosh, this guy is going to the best team that already won a championship that you had up 3-1 and you collapsed and you're going to go join them. And it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And then even going to Brooklyn with Kyrie, it's like, okay, so you just need these guys to go out there and try to be successful. But all those questions were answered last night. Could he carry a team by himself to a victory against a good Milwaukee team? And he did just that.
So what are we more likely to see again? Kevin Durant put up a 49-17-10 game in the playoffs. Or Jeff Green hit 7 of 8 threes and scored 27 points off the bench for Brooklyn.
You'll probably see Durant put that game up more than Jeff Green going 7 of 8 from three last night. But I'll tell you what, and Blake Griffin getting 17 is just what they needed. Just look at that lineup without Kyrie or even without Harden. And it's Durant and a bunch of dudes. And they needed those performances from those guys to get it. I don't know what Milwaukee thinks offensively. I don't know what options they have. I do feel that they should be a better offensive team with the guys they have on that squad.
I agree.
And what they're trying to I think Giannis is a really, really good player. But it feels wrong to say that a two-time MVP is kind of being used incorrectly.
Well, when the Milwaukee offense initiates with Giannis 25 feet from the basket, dribbling the basketball, I think he's better off going down in there and letting people getting the ball down in there.
It feels like he can create, but it doesn't have to be 27 feet from the basket. If he's cutting through the lane or something, you get the ball to him right there. If he only has 12 feet to create to get to the basket, he's so long, it seems like it will be way easier than what they're doing sometimes when they run their offensive sets.
I agree. And you could tell at the end of the game, he was really frustrated.
Well, he has no one to blame for himself for that last play. Because Middleton made a move and delivered a perfect pass for him to tie the game.
And he
was it to tie the game or take the lead?
It would have tied the game.
Tied the game, right. And it was right there.
And he fumbles it.
For no reason. It wasn't low. It was exactly where it needed to be. And they lose that game. Now they're down 3-2. And yes, if they lose this series, you can say goodbye to Milwaukee's coach.
You know, one other thing we should very quickly touch on before we leave this game. How much rest did Kevin Durant get last night?
During the game? None.
None.
Played every single second.
None. Kevin Durant's rest came when TNT was selling beer to somebody.
Yep, yep. Timeouts, halftime.
Yep.
Reviews, like, please review, please review.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he went and told Coach, as long as you need me. He said they thought about taking him out. I do think in the third quarter, just to get a little bit of a blow, and it's like, nah, I got it. Let's go.
What would their lineup have looked like with him off the floor? It was bad enough with him on the floor.
I know. And Harden played 46 minutes on one leg.
Well, I think that Milwaukee's in trouble because I think maybe Harden knocked some of the rust off last night and that they can expect a much more assertive Harden in the next game. And that's got to be scary if you're Milwaukee.
I wonder what kind of Durant you're going to get. It's a lot of minutes. He took a pounding last night, so we'll see the after effects of that. But they go up 3-2 in that series. And tonight's game with the Clippers and the Jazz will not have Kawhi Leonard. He is out indefinitely with a right knee injury.
When did he hurt the knee?
I don't know. So not only will you not see him tonight, you may not see him for the rest of the Western Conference semis, and even if they advance, you just have no idea when he's going to be back.
Did he hurt it dunking in the face of somebody from Utah?
That was Favors, right?
Ooh-wee.
I love that photo because Donovan Mitchell is looking from the side going, oh, dear.
Yes. And by the way, if you haven't seen the photo, I mean Kawhi is dunking the basketball, and Favors is no tiny human being. He's big, he's strong, he's solid defensively. He's about 6'9", and Kawhi just said, shoo fly, shoo.
Definition of a poster dunk right there. And speaking of people being out, the news came down this morning that Chris Paul is in the health and safety protocols.
Now, does that mean he's been exposed to COVID? Or he has COVID.
It could be either one. Okay. They don't necessarily say when they just say health and safety protocols. He could be around someone that has it, and he has to probably, from what I heard, I think you have to test negative maybe 2 or 3 times in a row to get out of that.
So if this were the PGA Tour, would they, during the third quarter of game one, walked out and taken Paul off the floor?
I do wonder what the protocol for that would be.
I know.
If you find out during the game. You'd have to pull him, right?
Have to take him out.
Yeah, you would have to.
Now,
but we don't know how long this is going to last. This quarantine is going to last. Phoenix better hope that Clippers and Jazz go all 7. Because the game 7 in this series with Clippers and Jazz will be Sunday at the latest. Because they play tonight, they'll play Friday, and then they'll play again on Sunday if it's game 7.
Is it Chris Paul so old that he qualified for the first round of vaccinations in America?
Okay. All right. He was in the
just a thought.
What did they call it? Okay, just a thought. Oh, okay. It's just a thought. It's just a thought. Yeah. So I know Phoenix is crossing their fingers that it's just contact and he hasn't contracted it, because usually when you hear about that, it's 10 to 14 days, and if he has to miss any time in the Western Conference Finals, that's going to put Phoenix behind the eight ball, no matter what team they're playing.
Isn't this a nightmare for the NBA? If this comes to pass,
yeah, it is
a nightmare. You get to the finals of the West, and for, I don't know, a game, two games, whatever length of time, the architect of this Phoenix roaring to success has the COVID?
And you wonder if he's been vaccinated. If he has, then the quarantine period is way shorter than if he hasn't.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see if that's the case. But it may be he was just around someone who tested positive and he has to test negative 2 or 3 times before he can come back.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's the case, because I want to see those guys at full strength
in
the Western Conference Finals.
Hopefully it wasn't DeAndre Ayton that he was around.
Right, right. Yeah, you just never know. You know, Tracy. Yeah. So we'll see how that plays out. But the NBA, that's just player news. A ton of coaching news has come down since Killer played his tuba this morning. So let's discuss all that live from the compound here on The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.